Back off. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Russian government's telling the U.S. to stay away from its airspace. The Pentagon says an American reconnaissance drone was in international airspace on a routine mission, crashed intentionally out of control after a Russian military jet collided with it over the Black Sea south of Japan.
Russia insists there was no contact, and the drone was deliberately and provocatively heading for Russia. The international community now weighing up how serious this issue could be. UK Defence Secretary Ben Wallace calling for calm.
The key here is all parties respect international airspace. We urge the Russians to do so.
Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
That drone went down south of Ukraine. There's a hearing about abortion pills in a federal court in Amarillo, Texas. Today, an anti-abortion group is suing, trying to have one of the two drugs used in medical abortions banned, arguing its approval 23 years ago was rushed. President Biden gives a speech in Las Vegas today about lowering prescription drug costs, focusing yesterday on gun violence.
In a new executive order, President Biden says supporting victims' families impacted by gun violence should be a priority.
For example, we need to provide more mental health support and grief for grief and trauma.
The president discussed the order during a visit to Monterey Park, the site of a California mass shooting that left 11 dead and 9 more injured. It orders government agencies to issue a proposal for how to provide assistance to communities impacted by gun violence. It also tells those agencies to use whatever tools necessary to enhance background checks and raise awareness for red flag laws. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A coalition of environmental groups are suing the Biden administration over the approval of the Willow oil project in Alaska. They argue the decision violates 4 environmental laws. The oil company ConocoPhillips says the project's been through 5 years of rigorous federal environmental and regulatory review. The Bureau of Land Management approved a smaller project than the company requested. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Nebraska state senator, Democrat Michaela Kavanaugh, is now 3 weeks into a filibuster offering up amendment after amendment to every bill coming to the floor, taking up all 8 hours of debate, blocking their passage to stall a bill to ban transgender-related medical care for anyone 18 and younger. She says that's legalizing hate and protecting those kids she wants to do. The bill sponsor says she's trying to protect kids who might later regret that medical intervention. Governor of Virginia says he's not done pushing changes to school rules in his state after a legislative session in which Democrats blocked several bills.
Several bills failed to move through Virginia's legislature. One would have required students to compete on sports teams according to the gender they were born with. Another would have created education savings accounts, allowing for school choice. Governor Glenn Youngkin told the Fox News Rundown podcast there's still a lot to do, especially when it comes to COVID-related learning loss.
We launched this week $30 million of microgrants that are available to Virginia families, specifically customized to their children. And so we went to work right away with free tutoring partnerships, with the Khan Academy.
Youngkin did get some reforms through, especially with executive orders, including one focused on eliminating so-called critical race theory or divisive concepts in the classroom. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A new medicine to treat migraines is coming.
This is House Call for Health. Relief in sight for migraine sufferers after the FDA approved a new nasal spray. The agency giving the green light late last week to Pfizer's drug Zavzpret for the treatment of acute migraine with or without aura in adults. Aura refers to any neurological disturbance that appears just before or during the start of migraines. The new fast-acting medicine offers quick relief from the crippling pain caused by migraine headaches. The Migraine Research Foundation says migraines affect 39 million people in the United States. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stock futures are way down ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. And I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.